If anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8. I am Rob West. Women live longer than men by several years. That means there are far more widows than widowers in the U.S., and many of them struggle financially after their husband's passing. Harlan Akala joins us today with a possible solution. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Harlan Akala back to the program. Harlan is with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. But Harlan has another feather in his cap. He's also the author of Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. Before we get into our conversation today, let me just mention, we will be taking your questions for this first portion of the broadcast, specifically on reverse mortgages. Maybe something Harlan shares today will resonate with you, or you just want to ask some questions about how these work. Is it right for you? Your questions on reverse mortgages specifically during this first portion of the broadcast at 800-525-7000. We've got lines open and you can call right now. Harlan, great to have you back with us, sir.
Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity, Rob.
Absolutely. Let's just kind of talk for a moment about reverse mortgages in general. Kind of pulling from your book title, why do you refer to reverse mortgages as the Cinderella of retirement planning?
Well, Cinderella was not supposed to be a big part of the story, and she certainly wasn't expected to be the star of the ball. And it's defined, defined Cinderella as one who unexpectedly achieves recognition or success after a period of obscurity and neglect. Reverse mortgages were like, you know, the Cinderella of the beginning of the story that was just kind of pushed off into the corner in the hovel and certainly not allowed to be part of the mainstream part of retirement. And yeah. I've discovered after 20 years of research that this is a very safe and government-insured mortgage that really didn't come out until Reagan's term in 1988. And I anticipate, and we see in research constantly, that Cinderella can kind of, the reverse mortgages can be the star of the retirement ball, especially for widows, which is one of the main reasons I got into the business 20 years ago, is to help those who are vulnerable, living longer, those that really don't have some of the advantages that that couples do or that younger people do. And many widows end up in poverty. Most of them have never been there before. And there is a tremendous amount of numbers that show that this is a very vulnerable part of the population, just like it was back in Jesus's day.
Yeah. Share some of that with us. I know you've done quite a bit of research on the average financial condition of widows.
Well, 20% of them over 65 are in poverty, and that number is increasing. Half of women over 65 are single. Most are living only on Social Security. More than 50% live into their 90s. Only about 30% of men make it to their 90s. Women are four times more likely to outlive their spouses, and 85% of people over 85 are widows. And the biggest, most important thing that we're involved with in the reverse mortgage side is after a spouse's death, income usually decreases by at least 40% because only one Social Security check continues. I just talked to somebody that listened to the broadcast last month, and her income decreased by half, and she's trying to live on $1,700 a month at 72 years old.
Yeah, and that is, of course, alarming. We hear from a lot of these women who are kind of put into this situation unexpectedly. Their husband passes. Maybe they haven't been accustomed to handling the finances. And as you said, and often their financial condition is really desperate, and this can be a great solution. You mentioned that they're government guaranteed. I know we're going to continue to unpack what is a reverse mortgage. But before we head to our first break here, we've got about 30 seconds. Explain that.
Federal Housing Administration, FHA, guarantees three things. It guarantees you never have to make a payment. You're guaranteed to live in your house as long as you make your tax payments all the way to 150. There is no time limit on that. And it's guaranteed never to be taken away, even if the mortgage company that you're dealing with would go bankrupt. And so there is an absolute guarantee that you can be assured that you can live in your house without making a payment and have access to the money inside of that very valuable account.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Harlan Akala here today with Movement Mortgage. We're talking about reverse mortgages, and we'll be taking your questions on this topic when we return. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
Your attitude toward the Bible is your attitude toward Christ. In other words, if you say, I delight in the Lord, and you never open this book, you're just fooling yourself. Because where do you learn about the Lord? You learn about him in this book, don't you?
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Encouraging Words for Discouraging Times, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live. 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
To sharpen the biblical worldview of Christians and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the Christian Worldview Radio program. I'm host David Wheaton, inviting you to join us this Saturday morning at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, as we discuss all matters of life and faith from a decidedly biblical perspective. The Christian Worldview, Saturday mornings at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, right here on American Family Radio.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is the program where we look at biblical financial wisdom. That's right, your finances in light of biblical truth. We're talking during this portion of the broadcast with Harlan Akala of Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program, about specifically reverse mortgages and what they are, what you need to know about them, and how they might be especially helpful for widows in a season of life where perhaps they're faced with financial challenges that they've never had to deal with before. Now, let me just say this right up front, and that is you hear me talk all the time on this program about being debt-free. And I love the idea of you being debt-free, including your home, getting out of debt completely. You know, borrowing is not a sin, but there are clear warnings in Scripture around borrowing. And so if you have a conviction to be debt-free, you get out of debt and stay there throughout the whole of your life. What we're saying here today is, and I really appreciate Harlan's perspective on this and his approach, is that for those in a season of life where they don't have the financial means, or as a retirement planning tool, they're sitting on what is their largest asset and they need cash flow, or it's actually beneficial for them to generate cash flow from their home and let their retirement assets continue to grow, there is a place for a reverse mortgage for some people, assuming, you know, you're not in that situation where you just want to be unencumbered completely and owe no man anything. And if you do, great. But if not, I think there's a place for this. Now, a lot of you will say, well, I'm seeing those advertisements on TV. Should I just respond to anybody and everybody that says they have a reverse mortgage for me? No, and we'll get to that. But I wanted to put that out there, and we'll continue to unpack this today. With me is Harlan Akala. And Harlan, let's dive into a couple of questions from callers, and then we'll come back and continue to unpack this here today. By the way, this portion of the broadcast, we are going to be taking your questions on reverse mortgages specifically. So if you have a question, give us a call at 800-525-7000. Let's go to Oklahoma. Jason, what is your question for Harlan today?
Well, I first want to give glory to God because he's moving right now in my life. Yesterday, my dad brought up possibly doing a reverse mortgage for him. My mom passed away a couple years ago. He's retired military, retired government, and he's not ready to move out of the house because she basically built it, picked all the stuff, and had choices in it. So I think this is something I want to do research for him and see if this is God's direction he wants him to go with this house. So I just really kind of wanted to get a quick 25 cents. I just called right away. Maybe prematurely, because it's only going to discuss all this in the program.
Sure.
But I need some key information, like maybe Harlan Akala's contact information so that I can reach out to him or his company individually. And so.
Yeah, that's great, Jason. Well, let me let you hang up and just listen, and we'll have Harlan address some of the things you just mentioned, especially in light of your dad's situation, retired military. He's lost his wife, your mom. He's wanting to stay in his home and looking for cash flow. Harlan, just give us an overview of a reverse mortgage and do that in light of Jason's question today.
Yeah, the first thing that I want to address that is so important is Jason mentioned how important the house is to dad. That was the same thing with my mom and dad, who built the house with my brother, who is a carpenter. And it is so important to realize that he's not going to lose his house. In fact, we know about debt, that it's dangerous, and Proverbs 22:7 talks about the borrower being the servant to the lender. The reverse mortgage reduces that servitude, that he will never make a payment and he will only receive payments, and he is guaranteed that he can stay in the house that he loves for as long as he is able and as long as he wants to. And so all that we're doing is he's put a lot of money into his house over the years, and blood, sweat, and tears as well. And all we do is create a line of credit that allows him to pull money back out of the house safely. But then when he passes away, all of the money that is left still goes to his heirs or charity, whatever he plans on, just like if he had a $400,000 IRA and he used $100,000, there's still $300,000 left. If his house is worth $400,000 and he uses $100,000 in the reverse mortgage, then he still has $300,000 left. So this is just an account that he's literally living in that we would just free up and allow him to use some of the equity inside of his house. The best way to handle any of these things is, of course, with a personal consultation, because I just talked to a gentleman yesterday who lost his wife, the opposite of what we're talking about here, and he does not want to leave his house, similar to what Jason is talking about, and it may be the perfect solution, but we always handle it in conjunction with Christian principles of money management and giving of what the eventual goal is for his dad.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Ed, if you'll hold the line, we'll get to you right after the break. Harlan, are there any Social Security implications when getting a reverse mortgage? Will this add income affect benefits at all?
Well, next to the $14 trillion that's sitting in houses as one of the biggest retirement wealth-building tools, Social Security is the largest asset that is there for seniors. The earlier you draw on Social Security, the lower the amount is that you'll receive for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Many people find that if they use their house, as some of the funding source and delay the Social Security even after the husband dies first, which is typical. The wife will get a much larger security Social Security check because she'll inherit dad's Social Security, as is typical, or whoever has the most. And that is something that Social Security planning and the investments and, of course, the reverse mortgage can all go hand in hand as where is the best place to get the income that you need for the longest period of retirement.
Yeah, I often talk about trying to delay to age 70 if you can on Social Security, because you get that guaranteed 8% annual increase, which you're not going to get a guaranteed 8% increase anywhere else. So I totally concur with you on that. You know, a lot of folks say, well, I want the kids to have the house. And, you know, my experience, Harlan, is number one, a lot of times the kids don't want the house. They're just going to turn around and sell it. But even if they do, they can. Now, obviously, if it was free and clear, and now through a reverse mortgage, there's a balance owed, you know, they'd have to come in and get a mortgage and take care of that balance, right? But address that side of it.
Well, that's the thing that I've done over 1,000 of these personally, and everybody says, but what about the kids? This might be great for me. It sounds great, but now this hurts the children. And that is really not true because I have a reverse mortgage personally. I'm 63, and it allows me to be more giving to my children and to my charities because I can give with a warm hand instead of a cold hand. It increases my generosity because it increases my cash flow and decreases my tax, income tax that I have to pay. And so when people say, well, I'll give more to my children if I don't have a reverse mortgage, well, that's not really true, because Russ Crossan in his book talks about reverse compounding, where you give with the warm hand instead of a cold hand, of giving while you're alive when you can see it and you can control it and you can mentor that money that you're giving. And that is something that I think is really missed, is why do we just want to give our house to our kids when we're 90, we die at 90 and they're 60?
Yeah.
What can we do for them, and what we can do for Christian charities now instead of later?
Very good. Talking to Harlan Akela today about reverse mortgages. Phone lines are open, 800-525-7000. Back with much more just after this.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Director of the AFA Foundation, Riley Wildman.
The most rewarding thing about my job is that we get to build relationships through our donors and our supporters and get to have that personal relationship with them.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-525-7000. 326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're talking reverse mortgages with Harlan Akala today at Movement Mortgage. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. Let's head right back to the phones. To Ohio we go. Ed, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead with your question for Harlan.
Good morning. Thank you. I believe I was led to go to this program because your station came up twice as I was going through the radio. So anyway, I heard a commercial just this morning about a company that will buy your home, give you the equity in cash, and then pay your insurance and your taxes while you stay in the home as long as you want. And almost sounded an old adage. It almost sounded too good to be true.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you have any knowledge of this company or anything like this.
Yeah. Harlan, any thoughts on that?
Well, Ed, I'm so thankful that you brought that up. The reverse mortgages have got a bad name because of different products. I'm not saying that company is evil or wrong, but this is not, a reverse mortgage is not about selling your home. When you sell your home, you no longer have it, and there is a time limit. And many people have lost their homes and had to go to a lease-back situation where they were actually paying a lease because they no longer owned their home. That is very different than a reverse mortgage. Those are called shared equity loans, which sounds nice, but is quite frankly dangerous. You no longer are in control. You don't own your house, and your heirs are not going to get it at the end. That is a very different thing than a federally guaranteed reverse mortgage, and they sound really good, and they give more money than what a reverse mortgage does percentage-wise, but they take your house. And that's when so many people say to me, Harlan, I don't want to do a reverse mortgage because I don't want to lose my house.
Yeah.
Well, you don't lose your house with a reverse mortgage. That is a very critical difference, and I thank you so much for calling in on that because we need to compare the black and white on that.
Yeah, that's really important, Harlan. And let me just underscore this even a bit more. The idea here with a home equity conversion mortgage or a reverse mortgage, which we're talking about today, is you cannot ever owe more than the house is worth. Even if you sell it prior to death, you can't have an amount that's left over beyond what the house sells for that you're now personally liable for, correct?
That is so important. I just talked to a realtor who was all worried in Virginia that this 94-year-old client was going to hospice, and his family was so worried because he owed $350,000. He had the reverse mortgage for like 25 years, and the house was not kept up real well, and so the value didn't go up. And it was only worth $300,000, and they thought they were going to have to come up with $50,000. Well, that never happened. They didn't need to. He can move out of the house, leave this earth, and leave no debt behind. There is no debt for the children, and that is completely wiped out by FHA mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
This is a non-recourse loan, and that is so important to understand. It's impossible to be upside down.
Yeah, which is not the case with a typical mortgage. It is the case, of course, here. Let's go to West Virginia. Obi, thanks for calling. What's your question for Harlan?
My question is, I need brass tacks because I don't understand any of this. I'll give you some basic information. My house is probably worth $200,000. We owe nothing in terms of payments whatsoever. I'm 77, and I am concerned about the situation my wife may be in, but I'm also concerned in terms of the situation I might be in. This looks like something I might want to pursue. So, I mean, like I told you, how much my house is worth, I don't owe anything on it. I want to know how much money does that give me every month that I have to add to my cash flow.
Yeah, Harlan?
Yes, Obi. So understand with a reverse mortgage, it's different, of course, very different than a regular mortgage because there are no payments that are owed. We make payments to you. And there's three ways to get money out of the reverse mortgage. You mentioned one of them, which is a monthly check. So you're going to get a monthly check of somewhere between $400 and $800, depending upon exactly what your house is appraised for and both your ages and so on. But that's rough numbers. Don't hold me to that. I'll give you an exact quote if I have your birth dates and so on. You can also set up a line of credit, which is the smartest way to do it because you don't always need a monthly check. Maybe you just need $1,000 this month to take care of a home repair, and next month you need nothing. And then at Christmas time, you want to give a little bit more, and you pull out $2,000, and then January and February, you don't need anything. So a line of credit is usually the best way, and that line of credit gets set in place now, and it goes up every single month and gives you more money every time you don't use it so that you have more available. So you would have the option to pull out a monthly check or set up a line of credit that you use it when you need it, or there's also a lump sum option if you have to buy a car or take care of some big expense. But everything is tailored according to what you need, and this is simply a savings account that you set up that we activate, and we give you about 30 to 50% of the value of your house the first day, but then that continues to go up the longer you live, and you might need more in the future. So excellent question, Obi. This is a savings account that's sitting in your living room that we simply activate with no worries in a safety situation that you never have to pay it back and never have to move out of your house unless you want to.
Yeah, very good. Obi, is that helpful?
Yeah, I would just like to know in terms of, say, $200,000, how much money would that be in terms of, say, a monthly check?
Yeah.
Can you give me more specifics?
You said he can only give you a range. You said it's worth $200,000, you think. And what did you say your age was?
77, so I was born in 77.
Harlan, is there a way to ballpark that, just a general idea?
Yeah, it's going to be about $500 a month. But realize that you're going to get more the longer you live. And if the value of your house goes up, you can refinance and increase that amount of money, which a lot of people did the last several years.
Yeah.
But I'll give you an exact. I don't have my computer up where I'll figure it out exactly, but I'll need the age of you and your wife.
Yeah.
And I'll also send you a copy of my book for calling in, and I'll give you exact numbers. So I look forward to talking to you, Obi.
Very good. Obi, you stay on the line. We'll get your information. And as our gift to you here at Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, we'll send you a copy of that book so you can get all of the details and read up on it. It's called Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, The Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. Harlan Akala back with much more just around the corner here on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
The Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry at Wesley Biblical Seminary is the perfect opportunity to prepare for God's calling on your life. It's easy to make excuses why you can't pursue what God has called you to do, but this program removes those barriers. Flexible class options, an affordable cost, and highly trusted professors. WBS is the school for you, and now is the time to take a next step and prepare for God's calling on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're talking reverse mortgages with Harlan Akala. Now, you might be saying, wait a minute, reverse mortgages? I thought we were to get out of debt. What does God's Word say about this? Well, yeah, let me just share my perspective here briefly. And that is, you know, when we talk about debt, we say, first of all, borrowing is not a sin, but it certainly presumes on the future, and it may deny God an opportunity to work. We recognize Proverbs 22:7. Harlan referred to it earlier in the broadcast. The rich rules over the poor, the borrower is slave of the lender. And we say there are some key questions you need to ask and answer before you borrow. Number one, do you have spousal unity? Is there a better alternative, and is there a guaranteed way to repay? And what I like about what we're talking about today, reverse mortgages, is you can absolutely address each of those. You know, as you and your spouse are on the same page, great. There is no better alternative. And often what we see here is you're in the home that you want to stay in, you can't afford to stay in it, or you just can't cover your bills, so there is no better alternative. And then third, is there a guaranteed way to repay? Well, interestingly, with the reverse mortgage, the home equity conversion mortgage that it's called, there's a government guarantee. So as Harlan said, you can never outlive what you will ultimately owe on this, because the only thing that is guaranteeing it other than the government is your home. And so you will never have an amount that you owe personally beyond the value of your home, whether you pass away or you move. And so there is a guaranteed way to repay. Now, what I would say as a caveat is, if you have a conviction to be debt-free, great, go for it. Stay there. I love it. You'll never look back. But if you're in a situation where you need cash flow, or it makes more sense to pull the cash flow from your home so you can delay Social Security or pulling from your retirement account, this is an option you need to know about. Now, before we go back to the phones here, Harlan, not all reverse mortgages are created equal, right? Because I see and hear from a lot of folks that see those ads on TV and are wondering, this isn't the most reputable company. I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but just give us a sense of how they do differ in terms of fees and expenses and so forth.
Well, I think it was Ed that said it sounds too good to be true, and there are some things that are sold as though they are too good to be true, and sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's a genuine guarantee and it makes sense, but any time that you're giving up a deed to your house, I caution against that all the time, and there are so many of these programs out there, so many of these advertisements that take advantage of people who are in a very difficult situation. And when somebody is in a difficult situation, they usually do foolish things. And that is what we are trying so hard to help people understand, that you need to go somewhere where there is not pressure to do something, even if you are in a difficult situation, and that everything is explained, and that they are willing to talk to your children about this. Yeah. We try to talk to the children all the time so that they understand the whole works from beginning to end, because you're right, they're not the same, and what that caller brought up can be very dangerous and can be very hurtful for the generational wealth that's passed on in the future.
Yeah, that's really helpful. We're going to head to the phones here in just a moment. We've got lines open with your for your questions today on reverse mortgages, 800-525-7000. Before we head to the phones, Harlan, I want to address one thing, and that is the cost. Obviously, nothing is free. So talk to folks about the cost, even though they're not making a mortgage payment, and either through a line of credit or a monthly payment, the money's coming to them. It's only going one direction, and that's to you. There is obviously an interest rate associated with this and fees, right?
There is. The cost of a reverse mortgage is twofold. There's initial cost to get in, which is the same as any other mortgage. There's regular closing cost, title, appraisal, all those things. Everybody's familiar with the cost of getting a mortgage. There's only one thing different about a reverse mortgage, and that's the government guarantee fee that does not come to Movement Mortgage, does not go to anyone other than the Federal Housing Administration, which guarantees this whole program. I call it the fairy godmother in my book, that they wave the magic wand and say, we guarantee that you'll never move out of your house. We guarantee that you never have to make a payment. We guarantee this much money. In order for that guarantee, there's a cost, and that's a 2% fee done at closing on the value of your home. So the gentleman that had a $200,000 home, that would be a $4,000 fee, which is a lot of money in one sense, but we're taking it out at the end. It is not a check that is written, but it is subtracted from your equity. So you give up 2% of the value of your house to be guaranteed $50,000, $100,000, $300,000, whatever amount is available to you. So that is something that you give up, but you don't give it up until the end, and you never write a check for it, which is very important. Interest accrues just like it does with any other mortgage, but it's paid at the end. The interesting thing about a reverse mortgage, most of the interest is paid at the end. The longer you live, the more interest accrues. In the early stages, the first 10 years, there's not very much paid. On a forward mortgage, all the interest is paid up front. On a reverse mortgage, most of it is paid in the back the longer you live.
Yeah, very good. That was really helpful.
Much more time to enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's head to the phones here. We've got a few lines up in 800-525-7000. Dale is in New Mexico. You've been very patient, sir. How can we help?
Yes, we have I have a couple that one of them had passed away. They had a reverse mortgage. The other mate ended up remarrying and moving out of state. What does that do with that reverse mortgage at that point?
Harlan?
Yes, great question. This is very important because a lot of people think that we hurt widows because when the husband dies, the widow has to move. That is not true unless the widow was underage, and that happened 10 years ago before the laws changed. An 80-some-year-old husband who had a 50-year-old wife could get a reverse mortgage, and then when he passed, the wife had to move. That created lawsuits with AARP, and it was a big mess. And so because of that, there's a lot of press that the wife gets kicked out of the house when the husband dies. We're here to help widows, not hurt widows. And so the only way that can happen is if the wife is underage, under 62, under the qualification level. Well, we make sure that there is a plan in place, and we do not allow an 84-year-old who's married to a 50-year-old to do the reverse mortgage without including her in the process, or he can't do a reverse mortgage by himself. That law changed over 10 years ago. So we protect the wife. However, if a wife remarries and moves out of state and no longer lives in the house needs to be sold because she no longer lives there. The only requirement for a reverse mortgage is that you pay the taxes and insurance and you live in the house. Well, if you don't live in the house anymore, either because of death or moving, well, then the loan is due within a year after that fact, after death or after moving. So I would be happy to talk through the options that she has. Maybe she's keeping it as a second home or as her primary residence. So there's a number of factors that could be brought up. It would be very wise for her to give us a call and say what is affected here, because there's a lot of changes in her life with a new marriage and moving.
Yeah,
great,
very
question.
Good.
That's so important that that we know who the wife is and who the husband is, so that we can protect both.
Very good. Dale, is that helpful, sir?
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Elaine, Velma, coming your way after the break. We're up against another break here, so you all stay right there. We'll get to your questions here in our final segment. We're talking to Harlan Akala today. Harlan is with Movement Mortgage. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. He's also the author of the book Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, The Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. You can pick up a copy wherever you buy books. I highly recommend it. All right, folks, a quick break and back with our final segment here on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Today's Issues is American Family Radio's flagship program featuring AFA President Tim Wildman.
They're going to deny this till the Lord comes back.
Right. And others, staff and friends of the American Family Association.
Did they leak this? Was it intentional? Was it an accident? We want more answers.
It's a part of history. You know, we need to know.
Today's Issues, with the help of American Family News, making sense of the issues of the day. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
This is Frank Gaffney, host of Securing America, a program dedicated to protecting the country we love against all enemies, foreign and domestic, to the glory of God and His kingdom. Each weeknight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, we provide insights and recommendations about the most important challenges facing our nation from her most thoughtful experts and patriots. Join me to learn how you can help in securing America right here at 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
If you enjoy this radio program, you're going to love all of the many different resources waiting for you at faithfi.com. You'll find more powerful wisdom, podcasts, articles, videos, and more from partners like the National Christian Foundation, Sound Mind Investing, and Christian Healthcare Ministries. Connect with the community of thousands of Christians striving to be good and faithful stewards, and check out all of the free biblical financial advice at faithfi.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is where we apply God's wisdom from the Bible to your financial decisions and choices, encouraging you to see God as your ultimate treasure and money a tool to accomplish His purposes. Hey, at the beginning of the month here, if you're looking to get on track with your spending and you've purposed yourself to have a budget, a spending plan once and for all in 2024, we'd love for you to check out the FaithFi app. It's simple, it's beautiful, it's easy to use, and it's based on Larry Burkett's tried and true envelope system, but in a modern smartphone expression. You can download it today. Just head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Click app or go to your app store, Google Play or Apple App Store, and search for FaithFi and let us know what you think. All right. We're with Harlan Akala today. He's joined us for the broadcast. He's the author of the great book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, The Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. He's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. Harlan, before we head back to our final few questions here today, let me just ask you about long-term care specifically and how a reverse mortgage impacts the long-term care and the need for insurance.
There's probably no topic that's more important to me in retirement than this issue because it's often ignored until there's a big problem. My father had a stroke at 86. My mom had dealt with Alzheimer's for the last 5 years of her life. So it's personal, as well as I've dealt with literally hundreds of clients that have went through this. It costs money. It costs a lot of money. The care is getting more and more expensive. Only 5% of people have long-term care insurance. So, and yet about 50% of people will face some sort of long-term care event. It is a substitute in many cases to use reverse mortgage money to take care of care, because otherwise it can leave the other person, the healthy person, destitute after the person that is sick dies. and leaves behind the bills, takes a lot of the investments. And so this is something that is an additional pool of money and often can keep people at home, like the veteran that we talked about earlier when Jason called in. It is usually much cheaper to stay at home with some occasional home care than it is to go to a $10,000 a month facility.
Yeah.
So we have a brochure called Use Your Home to Stay at Home. The wealth inside your house is something that can combat that cost of long-term care, which is an extreme emotional and financial tool. It's a big deal and something that many people have not planned for, and we can help in many cases with that. And it's better to plan for it earlier rather than wait until there's a crisis.
Yeah, really helpful. All right, let's do some rapid fire questions here. See if we can get through at least three of these before we round out the broadcast today. Quickly to Indiana. Hi, Elaine. How can we help?
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
I guess this is something that my husband and I have kind of gone back and forth on. And like one advisor, like Dan Celia, said no. The reverse mortgages aren't that great, and I'm hearing you're saying they're good. And so I just like, what's the criteria to find a good company, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And let me just say to that, I mean, I obviously had a lot of respect for Dan and grateful for his ministry. And, you know, as we look at finances through a biblical lens, we want to apply God's word in every situation, including this area of debt. And as I shared, you know, the Bible's very clear, the borrower is servant to the lender. And so we need to be very careful, although borrowing is not a sin. You know, there are a lot of warnings in Scripture for good reason, because a lot of folks have been hurt by debt. I would also say there are some questions you need to ask and answer before you consider borrowing at any level. And I mentioned those earlier, spousal unity, no better alternative. Is there a guaranteed way to repay? And so I think the key here is, you know what, if you have a conviction to be debt-free, I love that. In fact, I encourage folks to get on a path to pay off their home by retirement. But what I'm saying here today and why I'm so excited about finding Harlan is, you know, there is a way to consider a reverse mortgage for some people in a situation where they're sitting on a home and it's their only or largest asset, or it makes sense for them to delay from pulling from other income sources. And because you're not obligating yourself personally, this is something that should at least be considered. But Harlan, to Elaine's question, she's asking about, you know, what are some of the keys to look for when you're considering who to use for a reverse mortgage, you know, if that's the direction you decide to pursue?
Well, certainly it makes sense to deal with someone who is looking at things from a biblical perspective, because that's obviously what this program is about. And if it fits in with your overall plans. Anybody that tries to sell you a reverse mortgage without talking about your Social Security, without talking to you about your investments, without talking to you about your long-term plans and about what you're doing for your children and your giving, that's somebody to stay away from, because they're just trying to sell a product. I usually ask questions of a client for a half an hour before I would even think about recommending any product. And that's something that I think is the first thing to look for, is there that holistic planning? No product is really good or bad. It just comes down to, does it do the job that you expect it to do? Well, a wrench might be a perfectly fine thing, but it's worthless when you need a scissors.
That's really helpful. I think the heart of a teacher is key here, Elaine, somebody who's looking at this through a biblical lens. But at the end of the day, you know, you are the steward that God has entrusted whatever you have to. And so you need to, you know, answer to him ultimately in terms of your accountability. So I'd be praying through this, asking God, what is the best course of action? Follow your own convictions, but seek wise counsel. And that's what we're trying to do today, is to help dispel some of the perhaps misunderstandings out there, but also look at it in light of Scripture. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Texas. Velma, how can we help you?
Yes. Hi. How are you doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was listening to the last lady comment about a good company, and I wanted to know, does the guest that you have on, does he do reverse mortgage?
Yeah, so our underwriter here, one of them at Faith and Finance, is Movement Mortgage, and it's a Christ-centered company. You can look it up. They do incredible work with Movement Schools and giving, and they have a Movement Foundation, and it's just amazing to see what God is doing through Casey Crawford and this nationwide mortgage company for the glory of God. And one aspect of what they do is reverse mortgages, and Harlan leads that. So you can learn more at movement.com/faith. Velma, I see here in the notes from my producer, were you wanting to know what they ask for in terms of information? Yes. Or documentation?
Exactly. What do they ask for? And then my second question, and I'm going to make it brief, that I have two boys, and I think you asked as part of it that I wanted to leave if something was to happen, and God forbid. But if something happened and I was thinking about my two boys, you know, I wanted to leave that behind, the house behind for them. So it's two questions.
Sure.
What all I need to get.
Very good.
Show and the second part. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's great. Harlan, what would a typical reverse mortgage company ask for in terms of documentation and information? And then you heard the question about the boys.
Yes. So it's really pretty simple. We ask about probably half the information that you need for a regular mortgage, some income information, some credit information. And of course, the biggest thing is just about your house and your future plans, which leads right into your sons. One of the things that a lot of people do to create generational wealth is rather than leave the sons with a home when you're 20 years from now, give them a down payment for a house today, that both of them have a house now rather than later, kind of like the warm hand, cold hand thing that we talked about that Russ Crossan put in his book as well, is giving with some wisdom beforehand. But certainly we always talk to your son beforehand about what is going on and how we should do things to fit in with your family plans. That
Very
is so
good.
Important.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you for your call, Velma. Let's finish today in Arkansas. Chris, go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. I'm 69 years old. My wife is 58. I'm still working. But what I'm looking at is, is there any way I could take a reverse mortgage on my house? I owe $90,000. It's worth around $2,000. And my wife, it's something, if I pass away, would my wife be able to still live there till she passes away? We don't have any children, so if I pass and she passes, it goes back to the mortgage company.
Yeah, very good. We've got about a minute left. Harlan, go ahead.
Yeah, it'll take us a little bit longer to unpack than a minute, but the important thing that you need to know is that, yes, your wife can be protected. I'll talk more specifically with you if you'd like about the exact specific numbers, but any time that an underage spouse under the age of 62, my wife was under 62 when we did our reverse mortgage, if I pass away tomorrow, she can live in the house until she's 150. That's an absolute guarantee that comes from the Federal Housing Administration. So especially when there are underage wives, as we refer to them as, not under 18, under 62, it is very, very important that we protect them. And that's really coming back to the beginning as the widow scenario. And the important thing of everything we talked about, it is so critical to know that don't compare a reverse mortgage with the fear of the same thing from that perspective, because it is something different. And we want to make sure that it protects you and helps you, not something that is a problem for you or for your family. And that's where communication and biblically based planning comes in every situation of what we do.
Very good. Thanks for your call, Chris. Harlan, that's going to do it for today, my friend. So appreciate you being with us. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Rob.
All right. That was Harlan Akala with Movement Mortgage, a national underwriter of this program. He's the author of Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, the Cinderella of the Baby Boomer Retirement. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. Hey, thanks for being along with us today, folks. Remember, we want God to be your ultimate treasure and money, a tool to accomplish his purposes. On behalf of my team today, Jim Henry, Devin Patrick, and Robert Youngblood, I'm Rob West. We're so thankful you were with us today. Come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.